News. I'm John Scott. Police say a tour bus returning to New York City from Niagara Falls crashed, killing and injuring multiple people. Not immediately clear what caused that crash on I-90 near Pembroke, which is about 25 miles east of Buffalo. Will there be an interest rate cut? At a news conference courtesy of the Kansas City Fed, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed cuts may come soon, even as inflation risks remain.
The stability of the unemployment rate and other labor market measures allows us to proceed carefully as we consider changes to our policy stance.
After Powell made the announcement, stocks rose sharply, the Dow at one point over 900 points. Canada dropping retaliatory tariffs to match U.S. tariff exemptions for goods that are covered under the United States-Mexico-Canada Trade Pact. Prime Minister Mark Carney made the announcement after speaking with President Trump on Thursday. The move is designed to reset trade talks between the two countries. There's a new strategy for the National Guard in Washington.
The Pentagon says Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is ordering National Guard troops patrolling the streets of Washington, D.C. for President Trump's law enforcement crackdown be armed. It's not clear why the change was needed. The Guard has so far not taken part in law enforcement, but largely have been protecting D.C. landmarks with crowd control. President Trump says the crackdown has been a success. 2,000 National Guard members have been in the cities.
We are going to make D.C. totally safe. When people come from Iowa, Indiana, all of the beautiful places, and they come, they're not going to go home in a body bag. They're not going home in a coffin.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
After the Fed hint that interest rates could come down, stocks exploded. The Dow is up 805 points, the Nasdaq adding 363. This is SRN News. World population is headed downward.
After decades of warning about the dangers of overpopulation, experts are now changing their tune. A new report from the Pew Research Center indicates that in most places, the birth rate is dangerously low. In North America, Latin America, Europe, Asia, and the Caribbean, women are not having enough babies to replace the number of people who die each year. Africa is above the replacement rate, but its annual birth rate is also in steep decline. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Target says CEO Brian Cornell will step down and be replaced by Chief Operating Officer Michael Fiddleke. The discount retailer trying to reverse a persistent sales slump and revive its reputation. Target has also been the subject of a boycott by Christians and others, which followed Cornell's decision in 2016 to allow men to use the women's restrooms. This is SRN News. Federal safety investigators and some members of Congress want to expand special safety rules that apply to trains carrying flammable material to many more trains, saying the risk to many U.S. communities is far greater than currently known. Federal car safety regulators have opened an investigation into Tesla.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating what they say are numerous incidents involving Tesla's driver assistance and self-driving features submitted to the agency several months after crashes. Instead of within 5 days as required, the probe comes after Tesla rolled out its self-driving taxi service in Austin, Texas, with plans for a nationwide rollout. The company also plans to send over-the-air software updates of Teslas already on the road that will allow owners to use the autonomous driving feature. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.